Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Oh, man. I can't believe the holidays are just around the corner.
Dude, it's crazy. They're like here. We're like in it.
All right. How much Christmas shopping have you done?
You know, yeah, not that much. And I actually have been stressing about it today a little bit. My dad and I usually do the whole like annual shopping every year. One day we go crazy. But we have a day planned, but I'm honestly not really sure it's going to pan out, or if we're actually going to do it, or if we're going to go to the mall and then just be like, there's too many lines, there's too many people, this is all
very
sketch.
Are you
going to
go during the week?
Yeah, we were originally going to go this Saturday, but then we were like, maybe we should try to go on a weekday, because at least that'll kind of minimize the people. So now we're going to go sometime next week. But it's still, I mean, I love that whole vibe, but standing outside of a store to just even get into the store and not even waiting in line to buy, you know, it's just like line after line. It might end up just being a fun time on Amazon, hoping things come in time. It's all kind of an show, to be frank. And
well, like, even the holiday cards, like, we got pictures taken, and so I was going to print them and get them done to yesterday. And they said, okay, we think it'll get delivered in 3 to 5 business days. I'm like, oh, okay. And then it says projected date arriving, and it's like 4 days before Christmas.
Really?
I'm like, what? So I'm going to go to the actual store today, see if I can just print them on their kiosk.
So 3 to 5 business days really meant like 10.
Right. It's like, no.
I wonder why. Maybe everyone's just doing them.
Everything is doing it through the mail, I'm guessing. I think the time it takes to make the cards plus the shipping through the mail.
The shipping itself. Yeah. Yeah, so Christmas is going to be kind of sad.
Yeah, but might just end up handing you your Christmas card. Be like, here you go, saving on postage.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, do that.
But I'm just like super excited to just sleep.
Yeah, I feel that.
Like sleeping in.
Yeah,
I feel like
not having an alarm.
Oh, God, that sounds beautiful.
I know, it's the best feeling ever, just shutting off all of your alarms.
And it's going to be nice because like I'll have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday all to myself for like a good chunk of it.
Oh.
Well, because like my dad, like my parents are working. My dad will eventually go on vacation, but it's like nobody's going to be at the house. My baby foster brother is going to be in daycare. So it's like I have the house to myself.
Yeah.
I love it.
Veg out. Mm-hmm. Run around with your panties on.
Right. Like yesterday, I was just like, I feel useless. And I'm just sitting there and like, I'm not really doing anything. I'm going to lay down.
Yeah, I'm going to take a nap now.
You know, take care of myself, take a nap, all that good stuff.
Hell yeah.
But have you, like, what are you looking forward to aside from sleeping most? Like, do you have any plans? Because I know Cali shut down pretty much completely. And
yes.
Washington's kind of shut down. So are you, like, I know your mom's probably not going to come up. And you're not going to really do any traveling. But do you guys have anything planned? Like, Zoom call, caroling or something?
Okay, we're not lame, Vicky.
I don't know what you guys do. I'm just idea.
You know, I assume the brother is going to come over, and I assume we'll have as normal of a Christmas as we can. I would love to like take a day trip, maybe to Leavenworth or something.
Okay.
But you know, no, we really don't. There's nothing really we can do. I really would love to spend a few days in Leavenworth, but even like going there with the whole hotel situation, it's sketchy and like nothing's really open. And I mean, hopefully if the weather's okay, you could sit outside maybe, but it's just, it's different. And you have to accept that it's different, but I'm not going to lie. It's actually like kind of sad.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big celebrator. I love to get together with all my friends. We like to have like, you know, my friend usually has making a gingerbread house party. And then I'm a big New Year's person. So I love to have a huge thing on New Year's, or at least like go. And like, there's just not going to be any of that. So for a person like me, it's tough because I'm a very social butterfly and I get my energy from other people, and there just isn't that. And yes, Zoom is an alternative, and it's an okay one for sure, but it's definitely not the same.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that you're like looking forward to or gonna do?
Well, I was excited. I'm like, maybe we can make tamales again. But after eating tamales so much the last couple weeks, I'm kind of tired.
Over it.
It's just, there's just so much.
Yeah, you guys probably made a lot of them.
Oh, yeah, like over 100.
Oh, my God. And then Christmas isn't that far away. No, so,
I mean, we still have some in the freezer. We'll probably just pull those out and make them again that way, or like eat them that then. But I don't want to make them like or go through all that again. It's funny because I'm like, I'm really looking forward to just getting some projects done around my house.
Girl, you always got projects around your house.
But like, there's some projects that are just too big that just seem super overwhelming. Like, do I really want to start this right now?
And you're excited to do that?
Because like when my dad goes on vacation, like one of the things he said, like when they moved in with me while they're in this process of when they sold their house, buying and stuff like that right now, my dad's like, whatever projects you need done, like we got this.
We'll do
it. We're going to do it together.
Have him do it all then.
But I want to do it too.
Oh, you want to do it. Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's not like somebody, like I don't want to do it myself, by myself, I mean.
Okay.
Like, I want somebody else there because sometimes like even like there's stuff I don't know how to do and I'll look up how to do it, but you still kind of want somebody else to be around.
Like, so what's like the big project you want to accomplish?
Well, we're going to put in a new sink. Thanks to your dad because that was, he'd given me a gift card for a new couch, but I ended up not buying a new couch. So then I used that gift card to buy a new sink.
For your downstairs bathroom?
My kitchen.
Oh, kitchen sink.
It's
going to
be one of those big ones. Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, where you can fit all the dishes.
Yes. It's not, it's because the one I have right now, it's kind of cut in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
And I freaking hate it. Because it's like, I can't put anything, I can't wash anything. Like,
wow.
So I'm excited for the sink. And it's just sitting in my garage right now. And it's going to be an all-day project.
It might be a few days.
Maybe.
To get it in?
No, my like I even told my dad, I'm like, isn't it going to take forever? And he's like, no, you just cut this out, pull this out, and you just got to add the
pipe. Oh, then you guys will be done with that soon.
But we can't do that with a toddler running around because he's not going to leave us alone.
Oh, so where are you going to put him?
Daycare.
Oh, okay. So you guys can do it when he's like the hours
right.
He's at daycare.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So like stuff like that. Or I'm going to paint my bathrooms, repaint them, because the paint I had used previously was a paint for like that I used in my bedroom and my living room. And any water that gets on it and like drips, you could see it.
Oh, so, that's so horrible.
I know. So I'm going to redo paint. Like, I'm going to change the color, add a different color this time.
Ooh.
I just used the color I already had for my bedroom. So I was like, I'm not going to spend any more money.
Living life on the wild side.
Right. So I'm going to change the colors to my bathrooms, paint it up, do some like fun stuff like that.
That sounds absolutely terrible to me, but I'm glad it's fun for you.
Painting for me is relaxing. Aside from the pain I'm now getting in my wrist because I'm getting old.
Oh, like because you're doing that motion too much.
The grip and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if that's fun for you, at least you have some fun things planned.
It is. Like, it's just like it's nesting. It's just like doing stuff that's for me, like that I want to do.
Well, and then you have the accomplishment afterwards. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it's done. Yes.
Just like, be done with it. It makes my house look so much nicer.
I was going to say you should have like another rehousewarming party, but
I've been wanting to, but maybe next summer.
Yeah, maybe next year.
But I do have one of the things that we did talk about in the last episode. I had a couple Am I the A-hole stories.
Yes.
And I think I should give you. We've talked about neighbors and how neighbors can be fun.
You had a neighbor that didn't like you.
No, it turned out she didn't like my roommate, and she loves me.
Well, that's good. Because you gave her a gift card, right?
No, like, because I didn't ever. She came in and apologized before I could give her the gift card.
Oh.
She apologized to me, and she's like, "Oh, you know, if you ever need anything, and it's like this. The anger wasn't directed towards you. I'm so sorry you got to see me that way." I'm like, dude, it's quarantine. We're all losing our minds.
Plus, I don't like my roommate anyway, so I feel it.
It's like I'm too nice, and I got myself in this situation. She's like, and we were talking about like painting sip class. She's like, "Oh, we should do that sometime." Like. She's really nice. And every time she sees me, she like gives me a big wave. Like,
cute.
So we're cool. But this person's having issues with their neighbor. And she says, earlier this year, I'm a 26-year-old female. I got an inheritance from a family member and it was a godsend.
Ooh, get it.
I finally got to move out and get my own place after living paycheck to paycheck. My dream place. I could never get a place like this without, you know, Providence or cutting my way through corporate ladder with a machete. But the most important part is the pool. I love it. I'd swim every day if the weather let me, and it helped me get in great shape. The problem comes from the neighbors, Mark and Kaylee, fake names, and they have three kids, Brad, who's 16, Chad, who's 14, and Leah, who's 11. So two older boys and a little girl.
Okay.
They start out friendly enough, especially Kaylee, who's dripping with housewife yoga PTA energy. And she told me about a week after I moved over, a plate, you know, brought me a plate of cookies, you know, that the prior owners of the house were an older couple who let their kids use their pool whenever they wanted because their kids were out of the house and they didn't like quiet. So like the people who had lived in this house previously.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the kids would just kind of go swimming whenever they wanted. And the old people were cool with it because they had nothing else going on. I, on the other hand, love quiet. I'm introverted. I love my privacy. And the first thing I did when I moved in was put up curtains. And I told her I was uncomfortable with that arrangement, but perhaps they could come over occasionally if they don't abuse the privilege. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Cue the children abusing the privilege all summer. Every time I was out swimming, it would not be long before Chad and Brad would run over and jump in, followed by Leah with her floaties. And being teenage boys, they'd always want to roughhouse or gape at me or my friends when we'd get out of the pool and make gross comments.
This is her pool.
Yes. And these teenage boys are just running over and making, you know, staring at them because she's weird. In her 20s. This would be tolerable if it happened, you know, once a week. They even brought friends a couple of times, and more than a couple of times I've had to tell them that they need to leave because I was with adults doing adult things like drinking.
Yeah.
So now I'm putting up a fence for two reasons. One, I'm getting a dog. And two, I want my privacy. Kaylee ran out of her house when she saw me and a couple of friends hammering in the fence and digging holes for privacy hedges. And I made sure everything was within regulation and on the right of the right on the property line. She said if I put up a fence, it'd be harder for her kids to come over and play. And I said, yep. She asked if I was planning on putting in a gate between our yards. And I said, nope. Finally, she's asked, a little choked up, if I was depriving her kids of our pool. Excuse me, our pool? I told her how it was in the beginning, and I had said that they could use the pool as long as they did not abuse the privilege, and they did. I said, now they can only come over if I invite them. She told me that they were going to be crushed and saw me as a big sister. And I told her no teenage boys look at their sister the way those boys look at me and my friends.
Ah!
She took huge offense to that. And it might have been gross to hear, but so were the comments in my bikini from her boys. It's too much. I'm not their babysitter and I have every right to my privacy. But some people have been saying the fence is too much and I'm going to hurt the kids' feelings. Am I the a-hole?
Wow, that's crazy. I mean, I think she's nice enough to even let them over occasionally.
Right.
Or she said maybe once a week. Even once a week, I feel like, is a lot.
Like, once in a while, like, or, like, hey, my thing I would say, it's like, look, they're not allowed over unless, like, they are invited.
Yeah.
And somebody has to be present, cause, like, the mom or something, because I'm not going to be responsible if one of those kids drown.
Yeah, like, what if something happens? Or if, like, her friends are drinking. Like, you know,
right. Or like, let's say she's out at like at work or out of town or whatever. And they go in swimming and one of them gets hurt. She gets sued for that.
Yeah, that's really ballsy that those kids just go over there like that. Like they don't. This is a new neighbor. It's not even like they know this person.
No, it's like, sorry, your neighbors moved.
Yeah. Sorry. They were so cool with having your kids here. But.
Mm. And so one person says, not the a-hole. In fact, you're a saint for allowing them to come over as much as you already have.
Yeah.
We have a pool and a fence and enjoy our privacy. There are no way I would let kids come swim in our pool unless I invited them. It's also a huge liability for you if something were to happen to one of those kids in the pool. And it's like, not the a-hole. And how did your homeowner's insurance not require a fence? Would not feel guilty at all and have never understood neighbors that didn't have fences.
It's so awkward that the person asked if she was going to have a door right there.
Where it's like, are you going to pay for the door?
And nope. I don't want a freaking door so you can come over here whenever you want.
It's like, not the a-hole. Our pool? I hope you are like, I don't see you paying the bills. How is this our pool? Are you paying for the
Yeah, are you going to pay upkeep? For all this? Yeah.
No, are you paying for the water bill? Like, what's going on here? Oh, God.
Yeah, that is, I can't believe that mom is so cool, like thinks it's okay
right
for her kids just to go over there all the time.
I don't know if it's because it's my parents or my parents are Mexican. I don't know, but they were very like, hey, like if So you know how nowadays if like a kid does something wrong, they'll go up to the teacher or they'll go up to like in this case her. It's like, what did you do or why, blah, blah, blah. No, my parents are like, what the hell did you do, pendejo? Like,
yeah,
it was always on us. Like, why? Yeah. What? No, this is not OK. And they would be mortified if we asked like, hey, can we come over? And like, it's like, no, leave them alone. Like, no, that's not OK.
That's their pool. They're going to swim in it.
Yeah. Like, no, don't be asking. Don't be greedy.
God, I wonder if it's going to be so awkward between them now, though. Like once the fence gets put up and they like they see each other like on the street or on the sidewalk or like anytime she's out using her pool, is it going to be just, is she going to just feel awkward?
I feel like if you have a high enough fence, it's totally fine. Like you're not going to look at them. So why would it be awkward?
Because you'll probably eventually see them. It's not like you'll never see them again. And that is the most like, I mean, neighbors having tension. You can just like feel it.
Yeah, I very much hate neighbor tensions, but it's your frickin' house, your pool.
Yeah, but it sounds like this lady is never going to understand.
Like, what is she going to do? Like, oh my God, this person won't let me use their pool, even though they, you know. Like,
yeah, that's what she's doing now.
She's going to do it, like, tell other people this, like, other people in the neighborhood. It's like, I want to hear the person that's like, that's not fair. Like, who's going to say that? That's not crazy.
I mean, obviously, her husband doesn't, like, put her in check because.
Maybe there isn't a husband. Who knows?
True. Oh.
Oh, but congratulations to her for getting the inheritance. Like,
dude, turn up and got a place with a pool.
Like, I, without calling anybody out, but like, I've known a few people who have gotten inheritance. Like, maybe it's not like a ginormous chunk of change, like $1 million or anything, but it's a chunk of change.
Yeah.
And they just blow through it.
Oh, really?
I'm like, what did you buy? It's not like, hey, we put a down payment on a house or I bought a car.
Probably a lot of drugs, Vicky. It's just probably a lot of drugs.
Oh, that'd make them a lot more interesting.
That, I mean, hey.
There's a family member.
Oh. Probably a lot of drugs, Vicky.
I hope they're like, mm.
I mean, that's where a lot of the money goes. I mean, unless they're going on like fancy vacations.
And like just going out to eat all the time. Like
private jets
things.
Or something. But right. Hey, drugs
it wasn't,
are not cheap.
It wasn't that much money.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad she at least like got a house with it. But right. Little did she know she had some crazy neighbors. So maybe she should have got the drugs instead. Just kidding.
Side note. Do you ever like sit there and daydream like if you had like a secret relative you didn't know about and then you got like.
And then they died.
And got $100,000 or
I know.
Like $500,000 or like $1 million in inheritance. Like what would you do with that money?
I think about that all the time because I have a friend who his parents' grandparents.
His great-grandparents?
Yeah, or maybe just his parents, but maybe just his grandparents.
Okay.
Either they're super, super, super rich and are still alive, or they're not. I don't remember. But anyway, he has never had a job anytime I've known him. I've known him since, like, elementary school.
Is this somebody I know?
Yeah, you've definitely met him. He's at my birthday parties every year. And he...
Is he one of the dudes I made out with one birthday?
No.
Okay, cool. So I'm like, hey, no,
yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, and we always thought like, oh no, he's eventually going to get a job. Like this money will run out. Now he's 30 and he lives in a very fancy apartment in Bellevue and still has had no job. And he loves it. He just lives his freaking life.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I always think like, wow. He's living his best life and he has his entire life. And like, is this ever going to end? Because we thought it for sure would end by now and it hasn't.
Well, is it a trust or like if they're still alive, it must be a trust.
Yeah, I don't know if there's I don't know if they're still alive or if they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know there's a lot of I don't even know how much, but there's so much to where like his mom doesn't work. His mom has never worked from how long I've known him. And has a very, very fancy apartment too. Like, but you know, so it's just like,
oh God,
how much money do you guys have? Like, it's crazy. And he's never one to like check the bill, like at restaurants. He always just like gets whatever the hell he wants and used to go out all the time when you could. And so, yeah, I think about it all the time. What would I do? I'm so lame. I would just put it in the bank. I would just put it in the bank and then be like, yo, well, I'd probably like help like if my parents needed any, obviously, right. Or like my boyfriend's parents, but.
Like, I mean, I know I would pay off my house.
Yeah.
Definitely.
See?
That would be paid off.
That's like me putting in the bank. It's lame, but responsible.
Right. But let's say this inheritance is enough to where you don't have to work anymore. Like,
okay.
Ever. Like this, let's just say you can live, you can put a chunk, let's say you can put a chunk, I don't know how much money this would have to be, but you put a chunk of it in the bank, you're just going to collect that interest and then
collect
you have your other
money.
You have the other money to live off of. Like, it would be like your paycheck.
Okay.
But it'd be a much nicer paycheck.
Yeah.
It's similar along the lines of you winning the lottery. you're having your, you know, rent or mortgage paid for. You can live wherever you want. You can do whatever you want. Like, what would your day-to-day activities be? Because mine are very dorky.
You're probably doing like some house projects or something.
No, actually, I always thought that if I had all the money in the world that I can do anything, one, I would want to study some stuff just for fun. Like, there's stuff that I'm actually, topics I'm really interested in, and I would love to go to school.
Girl, we're in quarantine life. Go for it. Do that online schooling. Learn that thing.
Stuff costs money, girl.
Oh, like online classes?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, college. They're not, like, crazy. I mean, like, some. Universities. Yeah.
But some of the courses I want to take might have to require only going to a university.
Oh.
That kind of a thing. Like, they might not just have them at a community college.
Oh, got it. Okay.
It's very specific.
What is it?
I've talked to my therapist. It's one of those, like, people, like, I have to explain to people, like, oh, why did you go back to school for it? I'm like, because it's not going to generate income. Like, I'm not going back to school.
You're just fascinated by
it. I'm fascinated by it. And it's two things. One is human sexuality, both, like, the historical aspect and just, like, how it has affected a society, like, just from the very, very beginning. Like, I want to know the history. I want to know about anatomy. Like, I want to learn all about it.
Okay.
It's genuinely fascinating to me.
Yeah.
The other one would be just Latin American history.
Okay. Those all make sense.
Right. Just, but I'm like, I'm going to go and get that Latin American history degree so I can become a Latin American history person.
Teacher.
I mean, I could, but do I want to be a teacher?
Or a sexual whatever.
I mean, I did have a human sexuality professor and I loved him. He was a fantastic teacher, but it's like, do I really want to be a teacher?
Yeah.
That kind of a thing. So yes, hard to generate income unless you're going to be a teacher. That being said, like, I'd want to take classes and learn everything. Like, but like, both, like, intellectually and physically.
Yeah.
I want to learn how to fire spin. Like,
oh, whoa, like the ravers do?
Yeah, like, with, like, imagine, like, hula hoops or, like, these weird kind of, like, ropes with balls at the end that are on fire. Like, whoa. Spitting fire. I've always wanted to learn that.
You could definitely, they probably have classes for that.
Yeah, they do. It's just like time and money, that kind of a thing. Like, if I had all the time and money in the world, I would learn like new things like every month. Like, dang. I want to learn how to trapeze, like, you know,
yeah,
get on a trapeze and just learn that. Even if I'm like, oh, you know what? This is fun to learn, but I don't want to continue doing it or I never want to do it again. But I did it. That sort of thing. Like, be experimenting everything I can.
Wow, just, that's very ambitious of you.
Just random stuff like that. Like,
I would definitely probably take pole classes again, for sure.
Would you ever go, like, anything extra crazy, like pole classes with fire? I don't know.
Hell no. Have you met me? That's way too... Well, I love the, kind of like the trapeze, but the silk, you know, you see those sometimes at bars or clubs.
Those are so pretty.
Yeah, and they, like, roll down, and then they're, like, in the splits on the bottom, and they climb back up. I think those are, they're gorgeous.
But, like, having the time to, like, work out, like, get a trainer to kind of get you to a really good level so you can do these things.
That'd be insane.
Like,
and very expensive.
Exactly.
Getting my own personal trainer to do that. I was thinking about, before COVID happened, is going back to pole classes. Because they have them, and my friend, well, not okay, my friend, someone I went to high school with is crazy good, and she teaches classes too. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, that'd make me feel a little more comfortable because I kind of know her already to kind of get back into it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, then the world happens.
You still have your pole though, right?
Yes, it's in the garage.
Have you thought of just putting it up and seeing if you still got it? Or you got to...
Oh, I still got it.
Brush some of the rust off?
I still got it. I've been to places with poles and I'll do a little twirl or two, but we don't have room for one now.
That's fair.
In my place. But... Yeah, that's not really something I can do online, because I was like, well, maybe I can do it on... No.
Have you tried it?
Do
online?
Online. Well, you need an own pole up to do it online.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Now I'm tracking. I thought you meant like you couldn't take classes online. I'm like, I'm sure there's classes online.
No, yeah, they're doing that online, but like a pole's required, which makes sense.
Fair. Just put it in the garage, you're fine. Outside for your neighbors to see.
Hello, cool. Oh, that would be hilarious. Just like outside of my backyard, which now my neighbors are very close. So I'd be like,
hey!
This is what you signed up for.
You just put like a big old cardboard sign. It's like, here's my Venmo, my PayPal.
I'm currently pole dancing.
Actually, I did take a pole dancing class once. It was one of those, like, my Buy Nothing group when I was living in Seattle. And Buy Nothing groups, for those who don't know, on Facebook, you just search your Buy Nothing group in your neighborhood or your city or whatever. Like, Marysville for me now, or when I lived in Seattle, it was Greenwood or Lake City. And it's a group of people that live in that same neighborhood where you can just get rid of stuff. Like, everything's free.
Oh.
Or you can get stuff for free. Like, hey, you know what? I just opened this box of cereal. My kids didn't like it. Does anybody want it? So I don't throw it away.
Okay.
Or something like...
Before COVID times.
Right. I mean, we still do. We do, like, porch pickups. So you just put it on your porch and then somebody will come and pick it up. Like you set it up with them. Like, hey, I'm going to come by in like 2 hours. I'm going to pick it up and you can sanitize it however you will.
And someone gave you a pole dancing class?
Yeah. She lived like a couple blocks from me. And so she would do it out of her like house studio.
Oh.
And so she gave a couple of us like a free first class.
Wow. Like hoping you would sign up for more classes.
Right. Which I did want to, but then I ended up moving. But it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, liked it?
It was a little intimidating because I'm like, everyone is so like in shape and I'm not.
Got the short shorts on and your stilettos.
Yeah. I didn't have stilettos for this. I don't think I brought heels. I don't think they told us we didn't have to for this first class.
Yeah.
It was just learning the movement, which it blew my mind that in pole dancing, the pole can move.
Some of them.
Yeah. It can be stationary or you can flip a little thing and it moves. So it helps you twirl.
Some of them do.
Yes, not all.
Mine does not. But yeah, that's how they twirl so beautifully and forever.
Right.
Sometimes.
Because I'm like, I saw some people post like, I feel like I'm lied to. I'm like, bitch, it's still a lot of work.
It's still hard. But the really good ones make it look so easy.
Just so graceful and stuff. And I think it would be so much fun to learn how to do that too.
Yeah. And that's sexy too. So you'd be like a teacher, this history degree with flames and pole dancing. And
it's like, welcome to my dungeon.
Wow. Just fire. What would you like now? So many options.
But like, that's the kind of thing. Like, I'd want to learn as much as I can just for fun and see what I like.
Yeah.
Like, take art classes, you know, be a nude model. Actually, I still would like to do that.
You want
to
be a nude model?
Why not? For like a sculpting class or like a painting class.
You're the one that's nude.
Yes.
And people sculpt you or paint you.
Yes. But I wouldn't want to see their artwork because I feel like I'd be so self-conscious. I'm like, oh, God, is that how you see me? Oh.
Really?
I think I've always wanted to do that. I always thought that'd be fun.
You could probably like just volunteer somewhere.
Just get online, be like, YouTube, draw me.
Okay, no. No. You want to go like a real, like
no,
a class.
No, yeah, legit
like,
class.
Dang, you should totally do that and let me know so I can sign up for the class.
We can do it together. We just have to pose there.
No, I want to sculpt you. Paint you.
Would paint me and sculpt me?
Yeah, but I'm not good at either, so definitely don't look at mine. That'd be dope, though.
But if you could learn any new tricks or skills, like, what besides pole dancing, like, would you learn a language? Would you take, like, cooking classes, like, baking classes? Like,
see,
where
this
you can
is
decorate?
The problem, is, like, I would love to know a new language. I would love to be a good chef, but I don't want to learn or like that. Like, I don't have a passion for it. So it'd be hard for me to be like, oh my God, let me do this. It wouldn't be fun necessarily.
It would be nice to have the skill just to get it done with. It's kind of like me in college. Yes. Like, it'd be nice to have my degree, but I really don't want to go to college.
Yes. It's like if my boyfriend was like, I really want you to learn how to cook, I'd be like, all right, like, I will because I want to please you and like it'd be a good skill for me to have, but like it's not fun. So right. If I was like rich and could do whatever I want, I would do it to just have that skill and be like, yo, I'm a badass chef. Yo, I know Spanish, Italian, and Japanese. What? You know, but like,
right.
It's not like, oh my God, this is going to be so much fun.
See, I think it'd be fun to take like a baking, decorating class. Like just for funsies. And then I'd eat all the cake.
Yeah. All the cake, all the cupcakes. See, I thought I really liked baking. And then this quarantine happened and I'm so freaking sick of baking. And I was like, don't have a passion for that.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
Like, would you take more dance classes or what's a dance that you've never knew?
I would
love to do.
Yeah, I would love to take more dance. That'd be dope. Definitely more hip hop for sure. Okay. So hip hop and pole, maybe some I'd kill myself. Because I used to love gymnastics when I was little, but like, yo, I'm almost 30. Like bending it that way and contorting myself.
Contorting myself. I know what you're
saying. Yeah. It would be, I mean, those fire people, though, they know how to do some fancy little tricks. So
I have some friends that do that. Oh, yeah, I really do.
Yeah.
But like, what was the other one? Oh, I think swing dancing would be a lot of fun. I've always wanted to
learn. Swing dancing would be kind of fun. I've taken like a few classes here or there, but you have to have like a man that like knows how what he's doing too.
To like pick you up and like throw you around because you can get hurt.
Throw you over your hips and bring you on the other side.
I think the other one, I think I might have lent you the DVD. It was like Take the Lead. It had like Antonio Banderas in it.
Yes.
Like I think it actually had Channing Tatum's ex-wife, was it? Something Duan or whatever. Jenna Duan.
Jenna, yeah.
But she was in it and they did like this tango routine that was so sexy. I'm like learning how to do tango and stuff. I just make music videos. I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
I make my own music video, make it all sexy. I'm like, okay, I'm over it. Next dance.
I want you to inherit all this money so you can do all these things because they sound amazing.
I'll start like a YouTube channel or something or Twitch channel. So I need to find a way to win the lottery or become a millionaire.
Okay,
so
start that OnlyFans. Get that money rolling in, girl.
Gonna have to start showing pictures of my
I mean, hey, gotta do what you gotta do. You get hella money for that.
All right. So I want to know from you guys, if you could learn a new skill, or whether it's a new skill or something, new topic, like, you know, Latin American history, like for me.
Yeah.
What would you do? Like, if money wasn't an object,
if you inherited a bunch of money, didn't have to go to work anymore, what would you do with your day?
Exactly. Like, I would probably work out, but I would not want to work out in, like, traditional fashions unless I had to, like, as a warm-up.
That's why you got a tango dance.
And then, like, maybe dodgeball. Like, let's play dodgeball. Oh, like, some dumb stuff like that. Or let's do Jedi class. Let's, like, get some lightsabers going.
You would just, like, create all these new classes.
They have lightsaber classes, like, in France.
Do they really?
It's, like, workout classes,
that is
yes.
The most ridiculous thing.
It's so awesome. It's brilliant.
Do they, like, shut off all the lights and then battle?
I think so. I have to find the video.
It hurt, actually.
I've seen your mom hit your dad with a lightsaber. That does hurt.
Yeah. It probably hilarious. Left like a welt or whatever.
That's why you don't do it while drunk. Anywho,
hey,
that's a fun story
not?
For another time. But yeah, we want to hear from you guys. And we may have a quick episode next week.
Yeah.
We might. And that might be the last episode of the year.
Damn.
It'll be a quick one.
2020 is almost over.
Yep. Especially for us because we are going on vacation soon.
I know.
So hopefully we'll hear, or you can hear us next week. If not, happy holidays.
Bye.